Yeah, definitely. No, I think obviously to come back to this ground, having been dropped after the test match here, to have a bit better day is obviously immensely satisfying. So, one of the best I've ever played in an England shirt, and for the side, obviously to win the series here for that group of guys is going to breed a lot of confidence in that changing room. No, not really. I think. You just tend to get into a rhythm and everything is working well and you're just reacting to what comes down. And I think obviously a lot of it's premeditated, but to try and have an option if it's not in the area you think it's going to be, so you're not overcommitted. But I think what it's done coming back against the white ball for me is just that I've actually focused on watching the ball and taking away all the where my off stump is, this, that, the other, just watching the ball and playing. Yeah, it does a little bit. I think once I got to 50 and feeling like everything's clicking into place, that if I batted the whole innings, I knew I'd be up and around the 100 mark. And but it's just everything seems to come off when you don't get it landed in a gap. So it's one of those days. I know everyone always says it when they play an innings. Like that, but it really was. Yeah, it is. I guess obviously, as everyone always says, the invention of 2020, and I think de Villiers is someone who's changed the game completely, and everyone else is wanting to follow in his lead. And over the consistency he shows is mind blowing to score at that rate. So I think everyone is watching the game evolve, and I think every player is a cricket fan, so they watch a lot of cricket. And to see guys like him and all the others who do that sort of thing, you want to emulate that and try and do that as well. Last couple.